Hossein al-Husseini was born on 25th of November 1946 in the Peshawar village of Khorram Agency, Parachinar, Pakistan. Arif received his primary education at his hometown government primary school and later went to Parachinar to complete his matriculation. Later, he got admission into the Madrasa Jafariya Parachinar, from where he went to the Iraqi city of Najaf for further studies. While Arif al-Husseini was studying in Najaf, Imam Khomeini was also living in Najaf in exile, so he had the opportunity to get acquainted with Imam Khomeini there. In 1973, he returned home and married. Allah blessed them with 5 sons and 2 daughters. After marriage in 1974, Arif al-Husseini again tried to go to Najaf, but was not allowed to enter Iraq due to his involvement with Imam Khomeini. Thus, he decided to go to Qom. Iran was gripped in political turmoil in those days. Imam Khomeini's movement was spreading and oppression increased day by day. Since Arif al-Husseini was an active participant in the revolution, he was arrested. He was kept into detention for some days, was threatened with severe torture and sent out of Iran, but he never bowed down. During his stay in Qom, Arif al-Husseini tried to remain in touch with current affairs of Pakistan. Incidents in which Shias were targeted made Arif al-Husseini grieve for many days. Due to the pathetic situation in Khorram Agency and with the aim of improving the situation in Parachinar, he returned to Pakistan. Then, he immediately joined Madrasa Jafariya and also started to take steps towards the betterment of Khorram Agency in general and Parachinar in particular. After the Islamic Revolution, imperialists got scared that it would spread all over the world, especially to neighboring areas, and marked which areas the revolution could reach and more likely influence. Khorram Agency was also marked due to its old Shia population and close proximity to Iran. They used Afghan refugees to suppress the Khorram Agency's brave population. First, big camps were erected around Khorram Agency, and then, after settling, unscrupulous elements of the Afghan refugees attacked Khorram Agency. At a nationwide convention on April 12, 1978 in Punjab, Shia ulemas and responsible parties perceived the need to converge the Shia population of Pakistan under one platform. More than 100,000 Shias from around the country attended the convention. The main agenda of the convention was to evolve a strategy against General Zia-ul-Haq biased policy and decisions against the Shias of Pakistan. The party Tahrik-e-Nafaz-e-Fekh-ul-Ja'fariyya was formed at the convention with noisy chants of approval. Mufti Jafar Hussain was selected as their leader. Mufti Jafar Hussain worked day and night and visited every corner around the country to awaken and organize the nation. But Mufti Jafar Hussain's health didn't allow him to see the fruits of his work. He died on 29th August 1983, leaving millions of mourners behind him. After being approved and encouraged by the ulama, Arif al-Husseini agreed to accept the leadership. Arif al-Husseini, in his first press conference in Peshawar, announced candidly that his first demand was to change the system of the country. Zia understood the power of his words and was very afraid of him. So his government planned a campaign against Shias. After 2 months of being the leader of Millatul Jafariya, this is what he said during his public address. Shias and Sunnis shouldn't dwell on historical differences because they are not enemies of each other. America, Russia, and Israel are their mutual enemies. It doesn't matter to them if they are Shias or Sunnis. They wanted to destroy Islam. So in such circumstances, we should set aside our differences and strive together to counter the enemies of Islam. On 5th of August 1988, after praying the morning prayer, he was about to make a speech in the mosque when a gunman came in and shot Arif al-Husseini in the heart, and he was martyred. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of Islamic Revolution of Iran, said, "God bless this martyr who invited his people to stand up against the world's hegemonic powers, and at the end they martyred him in his way." Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah, the Secretary General of Hezbollah, mentioned that Shahid Arif al-Husseini had a common opinion with other ulemas, which was his loyalty towards Imam Khomeini.